Welcome to Motivated to Lead podcast, helping you become a better leader. I'm your host, Mark Klingsheim. Hi, everyone. Thanks again for joining us for our podcast this week. My name is Mark Klingsheim with SEMA Partners. Each week, we interview leaders and they share lessons learned from their careers. Our goal is to help you become a better leader. This week, we're going to revisit a conversation that we had a couple of years ago with Brittany Braddock. Brittany has been a CFO, a COO. She's been executive leader for a number of years, is also a board member in a number of companies. She has some great lessons and insights she's going to share from her career and leadership lessons that she's learned. Looking forward to today's conversation with Brittany. Well, could you give us just a little bit of your story, a little bit of your career background? And I'd love to hear kind of how you've gotten to where you are today.
Sure. So I think my background really is, I think of it as kind of four chapters on the bookshelf. So the first is after college, I was a Federal Reserve Bank examiner in St. Louis, and I did that for 3 years before going to business school. That was really a great training ground, similar to an analyst program in investment banking. And after business school, I went into investment banking. I did that for a little over 7 years, and primarily focused on the life science space. Both biotech and medtech, and then joined the corporate side and was there for 10 years doing strategy, corporate development, alliance management type activities, some venture investing, and then more recently have moved to the CFO, COO role at a biotech company here in San Diego. So kind of all interrelated, but different types of roles in the life science space.
So I like to ask this question of pretty much every guest, if they were able to spin back time to that age of 22, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give yourself?
I would tell myself it's okay to not know what the end game is. And be open to everything, right? Be open to opportunity, be open to mentors, be open to taking a side route that doesn't necessarily seem linear on the path that you have been on. But in retrospect, I think makes a lot of sense. I think I've always tried to take advantage of just opportunities to grow and kind of feed things that were of particular interest to me. And so I would give myself that advice. And then maybe a little less professionally, I would give myself the advice to just have more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. 22, you've got some time to figure it out, and you don't have to have it figured out in the first couple of years there. So any advice that you received that looking back on you wish you would have ignored?
probably lots. I mean, I think the bottom line is, you know, your view of yourself and kind of what you want to do is what matters the most. And you shouldn't really be comparing yourself to somebody else's track or somebody else's view of what you should or shouldn't be doing. And kind of just having that belief in yourself.
So talk a little bit about the importance of mentors in your career. Was that something that you purposely had mentors, or did they just kind of happen throughout your career?
It's interesting. I've had this discussion about mentors with a couple different people, including, I think, a panel discussion that we had on mentors. Mentors can be so valuable to people in their career. And I guess I've had some mentors, some informal, some formal, but I haven't had a lot of them, right? So I haven't had that like one person who really kind of guided me and looked out for my career. And so to some extent, I think be open and look for mentors, but at the same time, don't be afraid to advocate for yourself because it's not necessary to have a mentor to be able to advance your career. And I think that there's a lot of discussion around mentors, and that's not to underplay the importance of them at all, but it's not a necessary component to the recipe either.
Okay. Good. So what advice, looking back to you when that first time that you had the opportunity to lead a team, what do you wish you would have known about leading prior to that that first, because we've got a number of people that are maybe moving into that first leadership position. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a transition, certainly. So in investment banking, there's a transition from being the doer to being kind of the front facing person with the client. And then I think on the leadership side, when you're younger in your career, you're trying to learn and you're trying to grow and you're trying to kind of prove your worth, so to speak. But really, leading is about bringing out the best in other people, right? And so, you know, if they're learning and they're growing and they're contributing, then, you know, you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. You are leading people to be the best that they can be. So, you know, surround yourself with smart people, smarter than yourself, hopefully. Try to bring out the best in them and get out of their way, right? Like, you know, don't, you know, let them shine, let them do what they are there to do.
We talked a little bit previous, just what we've all experienced in the last 11 months, coming up on almost a year now, that we've all been going through kind of a similar experience globally. Talk a little bit about some lessons that you've learned in the last year. And I think you had even an interesting experience just even coming to your company and just all that's involved with COVID and that. But talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's been COVID's been hard on everybody and in different ways at different age groups. But I took a new job and moved across the country and bought a new house and sold a house. And, you know, I've done a lot during this COVID timeframe, and it's been different than the normal process would have been. But I've gotten through it. I was trying to think if it was good, better in any ways. I'm sure that it has, but I can't offhand think of them. It's no doubt been a hard time for all of us, but I think you just find a new way of doing things. And I think all of us will land in kind of a new normal, which is probably somewhere between where it was before COVID and where it's been during COVID. And so I think it's challenged us in different ways to communicate with each other, to find ways to connect. I've dressed up every day. And so I think for me, that's a way of putting that separation between the home and the continual Zoom meetings that we've all been having. And so setting some boundaries, I think, for yourself is also important.
Anything that you've learned around planning during this time? I think for at the front end, at least what I sensed a lot of the leaders were saying is that long-range planning was 30 days. And at one point, and now it seems like things are kind of, people have settled into kind of more routine, figuring things out, and now are starting to think a little bit long-term. Talk about that as far as how do you plan during this time? What are some things that you've learned about that?
I think it's a tale of two cities. So one is trying to plan for the future and understand kind of where you're going. I think that's, you know, it's so critical to understand what you're doing on your kind of 1 year, you know, 3 year plans. But at the same time, they need to be flexible because, you know, someone on your manufacturing team gets diagnosed with COVID, and then that plant, you know, that build then gets delayed, which then delays your clinical trial. So there's a lot of, we're trying to be very thoughtful about how we're setting up the work environment for those that do need to be here related to COVID. But, you know, things change pretty quickly at the county level, but also kind of, as I had indicated, if somebody gets diagnosed, right? And so I think you just have to be able to roll with the punches.
So what are some things that you've found as far as been helpful just to keep current with, you know, trends in your, you know, your space. You probably are part of networking groups and other groups that professional associations. Anything that you've found that's been beneficial as far as just to kind of keep up to date on the kind of professional side of things?
Yeah, I'd say like it's interesting. It's been a little bit easier and a little bit harder. So first of all, I moved to a new city, right? And so me meeting new people or networking has certainly taken on a new flavor. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that I would have met more people and done more networking than I already have, but I have been able to meet some people and join some networking teams here locally on Zoom, different meetings. Some folks have done some interesting events on Zoom. And then the other thing is just catching up, I think, with kind of past colleagues at Abbott or Insulet. It's always good to reconnect with people that, you know, that you do know well and can have easy conversations with. I think maybe the bigger challenge is that we are in a continual back-to-back Zoom meeting frenzy. And so finding that time to work in networking type things is really important, but a little bit more harder to do. And because we're not going to conferences and we're not going to the airport even and running into people, right? Like sure. There are just that natural way of connecting with people that we're not doing now.
Have you found anything that's been helpful with your own team internally, as far as, again, I think a lot of people are saying that the back-to-back Zoom meetings that can be exhausting. You don't have the space sometimes in between meetings to even process what you talked about in that meeting. Anything that you've found has been helpful?
No, this is probably a case of like, do what I say, not what I do. My schedule's pretty ugly. I'd like to have a little more structure in my day and have a little planned kind of intervals where I am able to collect my thoughts or even grab a sandwich for lunch. But business needs dictate that a little bit. So I think that trying to create some type of structure is certainly important. And maybe just creating that boundary where you're kind of when you're on, and when you're off. So trying to spend some quality time with your family or your friends at the end of the day is really important to kind of maintaining that sanity. And of course, you know, some mental time to meditate or work out or those type of things.
Okay. Any books that you have that you would recommend to leaders that has made an impact on you?
Yeah. So I would say one of the books that I think is really interesting is called Never Eat Alone. And that's actually about what we just were talking about. Mm-hmm. It's about kind of connecting and, you know, networking with people. How to Win Friends and Influence People is a good one. Very, very old, but I think timeless. Having worked at Abbott, I think Good to Great was an amazing book that continues to, you know, resonate. And probably the last thing is more a book I read about a year or two ago called You Are a Badass. And a little bit about, you know, just kind of owning your own vision for yourself and your own space and kind of manifesting and kind of, you know, creating a vision for that. And I thought that was really impactful.
So outside of work, what do you do to recharge? I know you came from a cooler climate to where you are. You're actually in a great spot to be in February, since we're looking out at snow and you're not.
I'm happy to not be shoveling snow at the moment.
Yeah.
although I will be paying the sunshine tax. So I primarily recharging with my family and reading. I am endeavoring to practice meditating more often. And I think that that has a lot of benefits, but it's not so easy to work that in. So I'm working to do that as well.
So any parting advice that you would give to a new leader?
You know, I think, again, nothing's more important than your belief in yourself. And then the last thing I'd say is don't be afraid of failure and really like stretching yourself, because hard times and failure and, you know, really being in the muck of things is when you learn. That's when you learn. That's when you grow, when you, you know, create new insights and build new skill sets. And so, you know, embrace them.
Thank you for listening to the Motivated to Lead podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes. You can also see a video version of this interview at motivatedtolead.com. This podcast is brought to you by SEMA Partners, helping you find your next great leader.